Welcome back to Dice and Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Taluga.
All right. We had quite a parlay last session, so let's do a little recap, shall we? Last time on Dice and Situations, we caught up with the Chaos crew after the kerfuffle at the bathhouse. After boiling away the evidence in a piping hot tub, the gang took off into the city with Lorenz and a troop of new skeletons in tow. Taluga made his way over to Gertie's to pick up Luga and check on the old Tortle's progress repairing their vehicles. Following up on a message from Yarno, Theo and Glebnor led the rest of the Chaos crew and Lorenz to Diamondback's to investigate a crime scene. A Leonin lawmage let Theo in to inspect the carnage, ignoring whatever status Lorenz thought he possessed. Taluga and Luga caught up with their friends, and together the Chaos crew investigated the corpses of Variant Mouse's mercenaries. Riddled with arrows and clean cuts, the boys deduced that a powerful team of soldiers must be behind the murders. Using Lorenz Speak with Dead spell, Theo interrogated the corpse of Variant Mouse and discovered the elves of Corellus had come to collect Arendir's soul coin and were unhappy with the attempted counterfeit. Taluga sent Yarno to pick up Gorpor and travel into the desert to track the elves and warn Petch, while our heroes made their way to the Underdark for their meeting with the Spider Queen. After taking a hidden service elevator well below Bodkali's defensive enchantments, the gang found themselves once again in Aeona's Underdark passages. Met by Thedra and her spider-drawn carriage, they made their way north towards the drowsed city of Manzobera. After a quick pit stop to pick up some drugs, Taluga led the group towards his meeting with the teeming queen Lola. In a hidden alcove off the road, the Chaos crew parlayed with Lola and attempted to broker a temporary truce. The devilish queen was a tough audience, demanding dominion over the Ebonden in exchange for sparing them from her arachnid control over their spider riders. With the help of some enchanted donuts, Lola let her guard down and agreed to a temporary truce if the Firebelly agreed to submit to her new Underdark Empire after strife is dealt with. Taluga had a hard time convincing King Ebonshield, however, and a tense sending stone call ended in a stalemate. While the King of the Firebelly takes time to consider Lola's offer with his wife and council, we join the Chaos crew now in the Underdark, having concluded their parley. Well, boys, you find yourselves in the Underdark once more. You just kind of hung up with the king. Didn't go great, not terrible, but you know, things seem tense.
He's just playing hard to get.
And can see Lola is like, "Well, I need a nap. I had so much sugary donuts." "Well, yes, good meeting. Tell your king he doesn't have long. I'll give him 3 days to come here and bend the knee, and then after
three.
That. It's not you that don't,
you're
far.
Not even taking into account travel time.
Yeah, 12 minimum.
12? Well, hold on, that's ridiculous. Like 5.
4. Ah, full week.
4.5.
Full week.
4.5.
7.
4.5.
Full week.
7.
Everyone give me a persuasion check.
Do I get advantage because of my weird feat or no?
10.
8.
17.
5 days, I suppose, will be
all
enough.
All right, well, shake on it.
Like web-covered viscous fluid. Ooh, comes out of her neck.
Don't worry, mine's gross, too.
And she shakes her hand.
I imagine the shake
I'm
just
stuck.
Happens. No, you're slick.
How long does this...
Oh, I'll just do this for a bit.
Yeah.
See, Phaedra's just awkwardly watching.
Come here often?
Shut up. She finally looses her grip
wow,
off of
rude.
You.
Rude.
And then you can see as she kind of gets back up on her haunches, this massive demonic spider queen. She's like,
"Come, Thedra. You'll return with me to Manzobera. I want a full report of your findings in the city."
Oh, you say city that way too, huh?
Everyone does.
Is it just a demon thing?
Maybe.
Okay. Can you guys give me an insight check real quick?
Nat 20.
Okay.
29.
Okay.
Nat 20.
Suck our dicks.
I think you all intuitively realize something. Phaedra was not planning on going back to Manzobera right now, and she's in a very awkward situation where she can't deny Lola's request, but you immediately all pick it up. There's a very quick twitch of the eye where she was not planning on going back to Manzobera right away.
Wait. Question. She's like our intel on the inside, too.
Also, we don't know how to get out of here.
That too.
Phaedra, have your attendant bring them back in the carriage.
No, but she's like...
Attendant? Yeah, this is the plope and a god. You can't just send the B-squad. Also in the champ.
Reggie's like, and we like Phaedra a lot. No,
we're familiar.
Offense.
We're more open to sharing information with Phaedra than an attendant.
No offense to Tabel. He was nice, but, you know.
I like, look at Tabel, like, nothing against you, man.
Yeah, Tabel is, like, sitting on top of the carriage. He's trying to, like, wrangle the four spiders. He looks over, and he's like, no, I get it. Just kind of waves
God,
at him.
God, he's so nice.
Okay, I need a persuasion check. I'm going to be straight up. Someone's going to get a nat 20 if you want to convince the spider
more.
Nat one.
It's a fat six.
All right. Well, we tried.
You can see...
Just call me when you're topside.
You can see Phaedra looks at you. Her eyes are a little wide. She's like, I will, definitely.
Sorry, I'm sure you'll be able to find plenty of information up there.
Well, I just got to reschedule our date this weekend.
What?
Yeah. Phaedra's like, yes, our date. We have a date.
Lola, do you know about sidebars?
I know.
Didn't we give you a pamphlet?
I don't. She didn't read it. I have so many eyes, but I couldn't be bothered.
All right. Do you read the section on sidebars?
Do you speak Celestial?
We gotta go, all right? I'm not dealing with you people right now. We've had our parlay. My plan is set. I will be the Empress. It'll all be fine.
Sidebar, Daddy. Theo. Lola, I need a mother figure. Stop cock-blocking Daddy.
What?
I have no mother. I'm a goo without a mother, and Daddy is very upset with me, and I need a mother figure, or I don't know what's going to happen. Please, can we just take her with us?
It is not my fault. You're a bastard. Deal with it like an adult.
I'm too.
Can you guys make some quick perception checks for me, everybody?
Is this to know if the sidebar is done?
Yeah, kind of.
21.
18.
26.
All right, you watch as Lola kind of pulls back. She wraps one of her, you know, eight legs around Phaedra and pulls her in.
Don't worry, she'll be there for your date. I just need a lot of intel on what my idiot brothers are up to.
Okay.
And you then see, horrifyingly, Lola melts into spiders. Her body kind of like convulses weirdly, and she breaks apart into thousands of tiny spiders, and you see Phaedra disappear with her into this weird deluge of arachnid.
Did you guys know she could do that?
No.
No.
For those at home, it would have been really cool to do that in combat, but you know, it's fine. It's cool. I'm going to teleport around with my bugs, but it's whatever. All right. You guys now are left alone here at this little alcove.
Double! Topside!
My man.
Yes, please. The spiders are kind of restless, actually. So, yeah, come on in. He swings open the gate of the thing of the carriage there. And one thing I couldn't remember was Luga in the carriage with you, or she was too big? How did we decide that worked out?
No, she was in the carriage.
Okay,
she was
cool.
In there with us.
Lola kind of, Luga's like,
that went pretty well, Father.
Yeah, a little weird that she's been using you to spy on us, but whatever.
Yes, before we get in the carriage, could I actually take a moment with you, my father?
Okay.
Is this an official sidebar?
It's an official sidebar.
Before you see Glebnor and Theo and Reggie all get into the carriage, and Luga, before she gets in there with you, is like, I'm so sorry. All eight of her eyes
are
welled up with crocodile
tears. It's okay. Bring it in.
I didn't know I was a spy, Father. I never would have come along with you if I'd known.
Listen, she did it to you. She forced you, if anything.
I'm just afraid now. I know she can control me. What if she had turned me against you?
Don't worry. I would never let that happen.
I love you, Father. I'm so sorry.
I love you too, Luga.
She wraps all eight of her legs around you to hug you.
Bring it in.
Don't tell Glebnor I cried.
I won't.
All right. I'm gonna sit on top of the carriage, I think, for a bit to kind of clear my head.
Okay.
She climbs on the top of the carriage and kind of is... you guys inside the carriage feel the wheels kind of dig into the ground a bit.
Is she, like, with Tabel now?
Yeah, so she's on top of the carriage. Tabel's looking back at her, and there's now, you know, four large draft spiders pulling the carriage. You guys get on it. Give me some survival checks if you guys wouldn't mind.
14.
6.
Also 14.
Okay. You guys are kind of, clunking along in this little carriage. Its wheels are kind of loud on this, like, you know, stone underground road that leads back towards the service elevator you guys came down here through.
Question, would you count this as a short rest?
I would give you guys a short rest. Go ahead. Actually, a great idea, because Reggie could definitely use one. My boy's hurt.
Yeah. I just wanted my action surge back.
Maybe it's not. It's so bumpy. Theo, in particular, can't rest. he's racked with horrible dreams. I start pulling some DM bullshit. You know, the normal.
The normal stuff.
Okay. And with the two 14s, can I get some animal handling checks from Reggie and Glebnor?
Reggie?
Oh, I'm sorry, Theo and Glebnor. I was looking at Reggie's little character sheet. It threw me off.
16.
19.
You notice that the spiders are, like, kind of picking up speed. And it seems like Tobble's having trouble controlling them as he's driving on the carriage.
Guys, I'm going to go help Tobble.
What? That's character growth.
It's not good. Well, I'm going to climb Tobble's out, sit next to him, and just be like, just give me this.
Can you give me a perception check as you go to climb up there with Tobble?
As he pooped his pants.
24.
24. You climb out and you go to get the reins and to sit next to Tobble, and Tobble's not up there. And you look back and you can see Tobble is like on the road. He fell off the carriage, and you see Luga is like, Theo, Theo.
I'm going to try and pull the reins to stop them.
Give me an animal handling check.
Can you convey this? I have an idea.
13.
13. Animal handling feels like it's not the skill essential at this moment, you realize. These things aren't moving like normal spiders. Give me a persuasion check now.
19.
19. As you're, like, yelling at these draft spiders, like, oh, oh, like, trying to pull at the reins, they all, you know, what's 8 times 4? 32 eyes flip back and look at you with a, like, level of intelligence and awareness you were not expecting for regular draft spiders to have. And you see that they're picking up speed. And go ahead, give me a dex save real quick, Theo, while you're up there.
I should have went up there.
I'm going to use Indomitable.
Okay, level 9.
That didn't really help. 12.
12. So you go to, like, grab at the reins, and, like, they go loose, and you can't even grab them now. They've fallen forward onto the back of these, the back two draft spiders. They pick up speed, and they pull off the main road and start, like, going through a side patch of mushrooms. You can see
Luga,
now...
Get your father and Glebnor, and Reggie, I guess. We need to figure this shit out.
You are on this, like, loose carriage now, flying through a forest of, like, you know... pine tall mushrooms. These massive mushroom caps kind of like canopy the ceiling above you, and you're flying through this mushroom forest. You guys in the back, give me some perception checks.
What's going on up there?
Or insight, whoever's higher for you.
13.
19.
Okay. It's getting really bumpy, and you can hear like yelling coming from the front of the carriage. And you pop your head out to Luga, right as Luga puts her head over the side of the carriage. Thyler!
Yes?
Something's going on!
Okay, I'll be right out.
Theo's in trouble!
Okay.
And you can see Theo's just yelling, trying to get control of the reins of this runaway carriage as you fly through this mushroom forest.
All right. I climb on up.
We lost Tobble!
Tobble!
He fell in the road!
Lost my wingman!
Yeah, give me an acrobatics check to climb out there now, because the carriage is starting to move really quick. Glebnor, you obviously see Toluga starts climbing out the window of the carriage.
Does the carriage have a back window?
Yes.
Form of parachute, which is basically big flat.
To slow it down?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a acrobatics check. What'd you end up getting?
27.
27. You climb out the window, flip in front, and you land right next to Theo as he's trying to grab the reins of these spiders.
Hey, Theo.
This is not going good.
What? Dirty 20.
Dirty 20? You see on the other window, Glebnor slicks out and gets on the back of the carriage and opens up like a parachute to try to slow this thing down. Either of you two driving, can I get a sleight of hand check? You'll have advantage now because of Glebnor's giant parachute.
So, both of us do a sleight of hand?
Yeah. You're both, like, jumping for the reins, trying to grab at him.
27.
You got 27, I got 25.
Oh, awesome. You both leap forward, grab the reins, and pull super hard. And you feel the carriage coming to a stop as you both have grabbed on the reins of these draft spiders. You hear the carriage wheels skid to a slow, slow stop. Glebnor, you kind of flop now. And zip back up to the carriage.
What the hell is going on?
We lost Tobble.
Tobble?
Not he my fell boy. In the road.
Yeah, we got to go back for Tobble.
And can I get a round of perception checks now that you're like, you're basically on this like abandoned road now.
16.
21.
16.
Okay. First thing, Glimmer and Toluga, you look up and you can see that the draft spiders In a moment, there's this like weird flash of magic, and you see in their place four half-drow druids. And you can see that they run into the
druids.
They like scatter. You can tell now they just came out of wild shape.
Ooh, how close was I to one of them?
You're at the back, about like 10 feet.
Damn.
Yeah, you see, they look back and all of them start running. I think with a 21 perception, you can see that they're covered in mushrooms, these half elves. They're half drow, but they have like a mushroom motif going on their body as they run and like hide in the side of the road here. With a 21 perception, Theo, you're looking around and you look up and you can see on top of all the mushrooms, because they're bioluminescent and a little bit translucent, you can see that there's a lot of footsteps on top of the canopy above you. With a 21, you were surrounded by something. At this moment, I think I'm gonna have you guys make some saving throws for me.
Oh boy.
Okay. Can I get a round of constitution saving throws?
18.
15.
16.
Okay. As you guys look up from the side of the mushroom forest here, you can see these weird fruits that seem to be hissing spores get thrown at you. There's about four of them, and they land next to you and roll at your feet. These spores hiss at you, and you all cover your mouths instinctively. You can feel some kind of strange toxin going through you. It doesn't seem to be injuring you, but you feel very drowsy. You're starting to get a little sleepy.
Would this toxin be considered poison?
It would be.
I have resistance.
I also
You guys all passed the saving throw already, so don't worry about that. You're not falling asleep yet, but you can tell these spores are trying to like slumber you out a little bit.
You say not yet, right?
What do you mean?
I have advantage on so 18 passed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I have my drugs.
15 was the saving throw there, so you just passed, Tuluga. You just, like, one of your eyes starts blinking shut, then you forget. You're like, oh, I don't have eyelids. And you just, like, keep your eyes fully open. All right. We're going to go ahead and roll some initiative now, gentlemen.
16.
13.
Whoa.
10.
I rolled a 2 and a 4.
Come on.
It's like, uncanny.
Glebnor, you got a 10?
Yeah.
Let's see where Reggie got.
Really glad we got that short rest.
Reggie got a nat 1. He's like, what's happening? He's still in the carriage. He hasn't gotten out yet. All right, that'll bring him to a 3. Okay.
He was laying down cucumbers on his eyes.
Yeah, his short rest, he like fully went into that like automaton state where he was kind of just like powered down, conserving energy. Okay, so you guys rolled not so great.
No.
What do you mean?
Just, you know.
It was pretty average.
Not like incredible.
16's pretty average, right? It's good enough.
16's good. I wasn't really talking to you about you as much. So,
this might be my worst initiative.
Yeah, let me get some perception checks, everybody, just to kind of give you guys a lay of the battlefield here.
21.
11.
16.
Okay. 21 was the highest there. All right. So, Glebnor, you go right into battle mode. And what you realize is that, so you guys are kind of all huddled around this carriage that now has no spiders attached to it, just an empty carriage. Reggie's inside. The three of you are outside the carriage at this moment. And Luga is on top of it. Luga's also in the initiative for this one. She got a 19, so she's actually going to go pretty soon. what you see, though, is at the tops of these mushrooms, you see that's where a lot of those like hissing fruits came from. You look up and you can see there are a bunch of Myconid men wearing strange black tabards that are hiding up in the trees. And they're the ones that are throwing down these poisonous spore bombs. I will say you also notice that up in the trees with them, it does seem like there seem to be some drow. You see like live elven bodies kind of jumping from
How tall are these mushrooms?
I would say the mushrooms are tall. The mushrooms are about 30 foot tall. They're like the size of like a large tree. But what you do see is down the road where you kind of had stopped here, there's even more clusters. And it seems that the Myconids are working with drow in little groups lining the road all around you. Because they haven't really come out of combat yet, you're not sure how many there are, but you can hear tons of footsteps of these creatures around you. And way down the road, standing on top of a mushroom, it seems to be that there is one drow woman. She's wearing all black. She has a black tabard, and you notice with a 21 that she has a symbol of like scissors on it, cutting thread. She has a bandit, like a bandit mask over her face, and she sees all of you. Give me an insight check, Lebnor.
12.
12. She looks confused looking at you, you lot. You look pretty strange, even from this distance, because she's about like 60 feet away. She's like eyeing up the group strangely. And she notices you looking at her, knocks a like specific arrow into a hand crossbow and fires it at you, Gubnor. 11 to hit on the first one. It zooms by you. And she'll take her second attack with that hand crossbow. Does 20 hit you?
20 meets it.
Okay. You just take 8 piercing damage.
Ow!
I need a DC 13 con saving throw.
Ooh, 11.
Okay. Actually, you can make this with advantage because this is a poison effect.
10.
Okay. You are poisoned for 1 hour.
Ooh, what is this?
Luck point?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, fuck it. We get 2.
All right. Yeah, go for it.
Still 10.
Okay. So, it's a long shot. She lines up a shot, misses the first one because you're so viscous, you move out of the way, but she moves her hand and immediately corrects and fires it where your mask goes to dodge the second arrow, hits you right below the zom.
Ah!
And as green as you are, you can see that there's other green on her arrow that's spreading through you and starting to make
a different hue.
You feel drowsy.
It's getting sleepy in here.
You can see Luga is on top of the carriage. He's like, Father, what should I do?
Stay safe.
Oh, okay. Reggie, move out of the way. You see Luga climbs into the carriage. There's like a little bit of shuffling in the carriage. And then you see Reggie get kicked out of the carriage and land on the ground. I was going to get out with my own speed, Luga. Luga is going to use the hide action. Okay. That is these drow. So the drow all... actually, Theo, make a perception check with advantage real quick for me.
27.
You notice that these drow, they like sort of, you see like threads first, as like threads of web seem to be zipping above the canopy. And then you see drow swing down on them. And what you notice is they're holding these weird little pistols. And the pistols are like glowing green. And as they swing down over the canopy, they start firing down on you guys with these little, these bursts of poisonous energy. Doesn't seem like bullets. And you can see like as some of them miss and they hit the ground, it's like a shattering sound. It seems like these bullets are almost glass, full of this weird little toxin. Unfortunately, I did hit Theo with one of them. They both, like a volley came in. That's 8 piercing damage, Theo. I need a DC 13 con saving throw.
And this is poison?
This is poison, so you have advantage on this.
I got 13 on both.
Okay, awesome. You get, like, blasted with one of these little bullets, and as it, like, hits you in the chest, it shatters, and, like, poison smoke comes up at your face. You feel your belt magic strengthen, and your beard grows to push away the spores.
Hell yeah.
Theo, you have a full beard now in this fight. You're in... real, like, full-on dwarf mode. Toluga, that is you.
I'm gonna whip out the orb.
Okay.
Blind the ass?
Blind the ass.
Okay, sure.
I pull the orb out. I was like, all right. Nobody move! Because nobody can move!
All right, perfect. So these like swinging drow in the canopy, I'll have them make saving throws. As they zip across you, you pull out an orb, and as they look down, a burst of light comes out. I will make...
Do they slam into each other and take damage?
You know what? If they fail, they will. How about that? So,
will they take fall damage?
What is your saving throw modifier?
Save DC is 16. My spell attack is plus 10.
So as they do this really cool move, you can see these drow, they're all wearing these sick black tabards, and they're like Spider-Man swinging over the mushroom canopy, and then a beam of light comes out of a bag. They all lose their balance. All four failed the saving throw. You see all four of these drow slam into each other in the middle. There's like this almost like a spider web ball knot of drow. Do any of you speak undercommon by any chance?
Negative.
Nope.
He could write him a note.
No. Do they speak Minotaur?
No one.
How about Giant Eagle?
Is there closed captions? Because he could read it.
Yes.
There are unfortunately no closed captions for this battle.
I forgot to turn them on.
We have a high enough budget, we can add them, I think. I don't know. So as they all collide into each other, roll a d6 for me, Toluga. That'll just be how much fall damage they take as they like plummet and land in front of the carriage.
Four.
Okay. All four of these drow land in front of you. They all look very embarrassed as they get themselves up, and they're yelling at each other.
Man, I'll just leave if I did that. I'd just leave if I embarrassed myself in front of the guys I was trying to either kidnap or knock out like that. I'd just leave.
Make an intimidation check.
So six.
They clearly do not speak whatever language you speak.
Damn it. I almost had them.
And I will actually say, can you guys give me like a real quick perception check as this battle's kind of raging here?
22.
16.
Yeah, so they're yelling. Theo, you recognize that they're yelling at each other in some kind of weird language. It almost sounds like common, but it's definitely like more guttural. And they're like, they're arguing with each other. You can hear communication up top. Some of the language sounds like they're speaking Elvish, but like wrong. It just doesn't sound right. There's like a weird accent you're not familiar with.
Like Portuguese people?
Yeah.
Where it's almost Spanish, what? But like with mashed potatoes in your mouth.
Let him get there.
But with potatoes in your mouth.
Listen to Portuguese. It sounds like Spanish, but with a mouthful of mashed potatoes. You hear that, Portugal? I'm coming for you in the main show.
Insane. Okay, Toluga, that was your action. What do you would you like to do anything with your movement or bonus action?
Do I look at them? I'm like, do we want to kill them? They haven't really.
I have an idea.
They haven't done anything.
They shot me.
I haven't. All right. And they poisoned me, and I have an idea.
Make like an insight check if you wouldn't mind, actually, Toluga.
It's a nat one.
I have an idea, though.
You know what?
I might
luck point that.
You can luck point if you want, yeah.
I might luck point that one. It's a 27.
Okay. With a 27, I think you realize something kind of quickly. These guys are, like, not great at this. They seem a little bumbly, if anything. And you see the Mykonid men that are, like, throwing down the spores, they don't look, like, angry or anything. They're just little mushroom men. They're all wearing these little black tabards. They have, like, wide eyes as they just huck balls down at you guys.
Okay.
And the drow, I mean, they look like they're scrambling to their feet, but they're not like wielding daggers or anything at you. They just have these stupid guns with these weird little poison bullets in them.
I'm like, all right, guys, I have a weird plan. Let's all just pretend we're asleep, and maybe they'll just leave. Because they're really bad, and none of them have an actual weapon other than the weird glow thing.
You speak Dwarvish, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say to you in Dwarvish, I'm going invisible and talking to that woman.
All right, that's fine. I'm going to play sleep. I play sleep. Ryan, I play sleep.
Can I get a deception or performance check with advantage? Because it's silly.
Ooh. Ooh.
He's never looked more awake.
I just fall to the ground with a seven. Just
it's Farley going through a table.
It's really hard to pretend you're asleep when you don't have eyelids. So, Toluga.
I start fake snoring. Shoo. Shoo.
I have a plan.
Okay. Your turn's coming up.
Okay.
You can enact that plan.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. So at this point, you can see that at the base of these mushrooms, some of these Mykonid soldiers have kind of come out of the brush. But Theo, you look up as this like beautiful drow woman. She has like long white hair, kind of like feral clothing, but she's also wearing a black tabard with that scissor symbol on it. She runs up and jumps on you and sort of like straddles you at the waist to sort of like knock you over. She looks at you. She says something in Elvish. Give me an insight check.
How are they so bad at this?
23.
You don't speak Elvish. You swear to God she's flirting with you. She's wrapped her legs around you. She's knocked you on the ground. And then she's going to try to do a spore kiss on you. She goes to make out with you. Give me a... Hold on, let me double check what this is.
He's about to get spore peas.
He's playing molestation.
I thought we were banning that from this. Give me a DC 15 wisdom saving throw.
It's a nat 1 for a 9.
I think you're just kind of into it for a minute. Like, she does look amazing. She has like kind of like a mushroom motif going on, but I mean, she's like this lithe, beautiful druid woman. She leaps on you, knocks you on the ground, and as she pulls away, you can see spores leaving her mouth going into Theo's. Theo, you're fully charmed. You're just like, that's my girlfriend now? You're fully charmed.
Don't like that.
Guys, I have a girlfriend now.
Oh, congratulations.
Great. I mean, her tabard would signify she prefers the company of women, but whatever.
I literally, when I designed it, was like, I hope no one makes a scissor sister joke. Based on this interaction, she's at least bi. So you see, she leaps on Theo, starts making out with him as spores fill Theo's mouth. Theo gets up. There's like mushrooms growing up his collar. And he's just like looking like he's just like so happy. You've never seen him look so relaxed and
you've
excited.
Made him smile, you freak.
How dare you?
At this point, another volley.
I mean, Hawkshoe.
Another volley of these weird spore-covered fruits land there. I need everyone to make another constitution saving throw for me. Theo, you're going to make it with disadvantage because you're like sight.
So it would be
straight. Straight, yep.
20.
What's the thing?
DC 15.
Ooh, 13.
5.
Wait, do I get advantage on this?
Yeah, it's a poison. Right. Tuluga.
13 it is.
It's been, like, such a long day, and you were supposed to get a spa day where you got to actually relax and, like, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, forced relaxation.
But you never actually got to relax. You went on this insane vision quest, showed back up.
I gotta find this trident and kill some sea elves.
So you're like, you know what? I'm already laying down.
It's kind of comfy.
And you see...
Got that lumbar support.
Tuluga fully falls asleep. And...
Daddy!
Glebnor, you're getting wicked drowsy, too. You got 13?
Yeah.
Your eyes sort of drift apart a little bit, and you just kind of ooze down into a puddle. You guys are asleep now.
I had a plan for this.
I mean, I'm awake.
Yeah, you're
what about
very
Reggie,
awake.
Though?
Yeah, Reggie is not. So.
Yeah, what about Reggie?
So, Theo, you're under the charm condition. You hear a voice in your mind. This goes beyond language at this point. You're under the effect of rapport spores. You are incredibly cute. Could you actually help me really quick? Would that be like cool? Like, you can like help me really quick?
Of course.
I just want to say, like, I know like we're in the middle of all this craziness right now.
I mean,
I just like, you have like a cool look. I just want to say that.
Well, thank you.
Usually when I do my spore kiss move, it's like, I don't really want to do it on everyone. Yeah. But I actually didn't mind that. I mean, was it just me or like, was there?
No, there seemed to be something there.
Okay, cool. Can you actually help me bottle your friend up real quick? Because we got to get out of here.
Bottle?
Yeah. So one of the Myconid men walks up with like a big gourd. They unstopper it and she's like, yeah, just scoop your friend
we
in.
We can't
there.
Bottle it though. What if, but breathing.
Oh, he'll be fine. The top is kind of, it's a cork, so, I mean, and he's goo, so don't worry about it. Babe, don't worry, it's fine.
Hey, sure?
Yeah, no, babe, I'm fine. Okay. Just tell me real quick. And, you know, you're just helping this druid woman scoop Glebnor into a bottle.
Just get in
with
there,
some myconids.
Don't worry. It'll all be fine.
Do they try to pick me up? Because they have disadvantage.
Not yet, but it's coming soon. Okay, at this point, this guy, no one had even seen him yet. Up ahead on the road, in front of what appeared to be their leader, standing on top of a mushroom, there's like a little outcropping of rocks. A male drow kind of sneaks up from behind it. He has this like black leather armor on, a little swishy cape, and he starts yelling back at the other woman in Elvish. Walks over, and then he goes to try to pick up Tuluga. Tuluga, even asleep.
Whoa, what's this guy doing?
Oh, don't worry. First off, that's my brother. So, like, there's nothing weird going on between us. I don't want you to get jealous because obviously, like, this is real.
Huh?
But, actually, we're going to need to just kind of take you guys. So, you help me with him, and then my brother's going to.
It's going to be real hard to pick him up.
Oh, he's really strong.
I don't. It has nothing to do with strength.
You look over, this guy is really struggling. He keeps trying to pick up Tuluga, and his hands keep sliding off of his arms.
Yeah. You know that thing you get at the Museum of Science that's like the tube you can't grab?
He's just looks all confused.
I start bouncing around slowly on things.
You're going to need something sticky, man.
He looks up at you and starts talking to you in Undercommon.
No, different language.
Switches to Elvish.
No, different language.
He's, don't worry.
Honestly, is he dumb?
I mean, this is just between me and you, because I don't want to, like, I don't want you to think of my family. Yeah, he's the dumber of my siblings.
I mean, you seem very intelligent, so obviously.
Oh my God, thank you. We have so much in common. Glebnor,
I slide and bounce on her foot and then bounce away.
Like a DVD thing.
Yeah. Yep. I'm screensavering right now.
At this point, a drow mage kind of comes out of invisibility and realizes you guys are all pretty much knocked out. He looks around and starts talking to some of the other Myconid men. The druids, like the half-elf drow, come out, and they also start kind of like tying you guys up.
Is Reggie picking up on any of this?
Reggie's turn hasn't gone yet, so he's hiding. He's on the other side of the carriage, having plopped out. But that's actually a good point, though.
He has comprehend languages.
But he has to cast it.
Yeah,
it's like a 10-minute thing, right? Or is it last 10 minutes?
I think it lasts 10 minutes. Okay. I could be wrong, though.
So basically, because of the way that the battlefield was set up, no one saw Reggie until this turn. At this point, a gross little mushroom man with like a black cap, almost mushroom hat, looks like, on the top of his weird head. He like rolls out of a bush for no reason and runs at Reggie. Reggie's like, hey, buddy, no, big no, whatever you're doing, I don't want that to happen. this death cap Myconid is going to charge at Reggie.
he would.
He would.
Which is the worst part about this.
Just incinerate this dude.
And he's going to spray slumber spores at Reggie.
Does that work against Reggie?
I don't even know if that'll work.
He's a robot.
Yeah. But he doesn't look like one, so they wouldn't know. But.
So he is advantaging as being paralyzed or poisoned. He doesn't have anything about sleep, though.
Really?
But he's a robot.
He doesn't sleep.
I know. This is one of those weird things where, but again, we'll just roll.
It just drains his battery.
He has advantage on this anyway, and he's pretty good at con saves. So let's see here. He's like, I'm not very tired, sir. He's trying to push this guy off of him. Reggie looks over at Luga and he's like, Luga, what do we do? They're getting everyone. And Luga's like, I don't know. I was told to stay safe in here. Do you want to come in here with me? Reggie's like, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out. It is Reggie's turn. He's going to...
Lightning bolt.
He's going to look around.
Lightning bolt.
He sees that they're going to... that the druid drow that is like... communicating with you in his mind is like going is like tying his hands up. Like she's like, and she's like,
oh, you're into that?
I'm into like a little bit of light rope play, but this is actually just because I want to make sure we can get to the hideout without you kind of like struggling or like, you know.
Why would I struggle?
I think actually this may be kind of a part of the foreplay maybe for me. Oh, so okay. Yeah, I'm just going to tie you up real quick. It's just doing that.
And I slide by.
On the floor, Toluga is still like just kind of bopping around. Okay.
It's like a Pong game.
Make a DC 16 con save, Theo.
24.
You feel teleportation magic wrap around you for a minute and then fizzle out. And then Reggie pops his head over the counter and is like, get over here! He tried to cast Vortex Warp on you, but you're not willing.
What? Reggie, come on. Let's go. We're just going with my new girlfriend here, and then, you know, Glibnor's in the bottle. And, you know, he's like a genie now, so...
What is wrong with you? Reggie's wicked upset. And at this point, we're coming back to the top of the initiative. The leader appears to be of this little troop that was on top of this mushroom. She steps off of the mushroom, loads a different dart into her hand crossbow, and is going to fire two at Reggie. You can make a arcana check if you want, Rich, since you're the only one conscious
now. Can I slide in front of the way of Reggie?
Is Reggie still in at least three quarters cover because he's 12. Behind the... How do you do?
No, he like gotten kicked out of the carriage. Yeah, she's going to hit Reggie with both. And Reggie is going to make some saving throws here. And for flavor, I think what we'll do for this one, you look up, Theo, and as this bolt hits into Reggie's chest, he looks down and goes, uh-oh! There's a crackle of electricity. This was like a lightning arrow of some kind. He kind of gets zapped for a second and then falls on the ground and starts twitching and then goes into like shutdown mode. And Theo, you're not as horrified by this as you normally would be. You see that as he's gone unconscious, his disguise self has gone off, and he's now in his robotic form laying on the ground.
Ah, that's not good.
What is that? Babe. What's going on there, though?
Oh, that's our buddy, Reggie.
He's a robot?
Yep.
He's a Dreadforge?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's a real good friend. He's a good guy.
No, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Okay.
You hear the Pong sound.
Bing.
Bing.
The drow are just playing Pong with Toluga's
body.
You gotta
tell them to, like, put some sticky stuff on their hands to get him, because he's slick.
Wait. So you hear drow in the corner. He's about to hit the corner, man. Wait.
And then, yeah, the drow have stopped their, like, assault and are just watching Toluga's body, like, get, like, dinked back and forth off the banks of the road. It's really, it's distracted them, and you can see the leader starts yelling at them in Elvish to, like, tighten up. But it's Luga's turn now, and Luga looks terrified, and she was told by Toluga to be safe. So she is going to leap out of the carriage, take a full disengage action. You can see with tears in her eyes, she runs into the forest to hide. They look up, and it seems that none of them are bothered by the spider leaving. And you can see, you can hear in your head, she's like, that's probably for the best. We don't want eyes where we're going. So, hey, hon.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're going to, I'm actually going to ask you to just kind of stand over here.
Okay.
I'm going to stand right here, and I'm going to get behind you, and this is all going to be fine.
I'm not into that.
You feel the back of your head get, like, someone butts the back of your head as you go unconscious.
Does it take a few tries? Is it just the one? Like,
I know. This way, like, the mechanics of D&D, it would take her, like, 30 seconds. Yeah. Just unarmed striking you in the back of the head. But because that's insane, we're going to say you just feel a sharp butt of something on the back of your head as you go unconscious. Okay, gentlemen, you've been kidnapped by drow rebels.
Have I? I'm kind of. They haven't picked me up yet.
Okay, I'm going to need you to make.
They don't have a net.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good luck keeping a net on me.
I told them to use sticky stuff, and they're just not
listening.
That's
how you catch fish.
Are they going to come with stucco on their hands?
That's what.
I'm going to need you to make 15 acrobatics checks.
Okay. I'll do them one at a time. That's a 15.
Okay.
25. Trying
to be, the highest I've gotten here is a 19.
Okay, so, well, then I lost, right?
Yeah, so you can see that at one point the Mykonid men all kind of go and try to grab a Toluga, but he's so slick they can't do it. So instead, you can see that they're brainstorming for a minute like idiots. And then the mage walks over and casts a like strange arcane spell through their fingertips as a floating platform raises below you, Toluga, and lifts you up off the ground.
Is it like bowl shaped so I don't slide off?
Yes. Yeah, if everyone at home, this is a floating disc spell, but it's a concave disc, so he has room to kind of flop around in it. Okay, at that, I need you all to make, let's call these like either, you can either make a constitution saving throw or a survival check. We'll do that.
It's a 21 survival.
Also a 21 survival.
Okay.
15 con save.
Okay. I think with the survival checks, you guys start kind of coming to a little bit. And you can feel that you're moving. Glebnor, your eye blinks open a little bit. And you can see that you're... It seems like you're on the back of a carriage with like a tarp thrown over you.
Am I in complete darkness because I'm in a jug?
You're in a jug. So it's complete blackness. I think it... Actually, you know what? For funsies, it's translucent. It's like a big potion bottle. So it looks like a big bottle of green with a couple eyes floating in it.
But I can feel that it's I'm surrounded by a wall.
Yeah, and I think you look around, like, there's definitely, like, tarp around you. And as the carriage kind of rocks a little bit, you just can't see shit, if we're being totally real here. I think with your urchin feature, though... You know that you're going back toward the road you're originally on, and with that high of a survival check, you can realize you're going north.
I knew my compass abilities would come in handy.
Harut.
Yes.
I think what I need you to do for Toluga, with that, you got a 16 survival as well.
No, 21 survival.
21 survival.
Yeah, same as.
Father like son.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So
the dynamic duo.
I know, they're back together again. I think Toluga. You kind of wake up and you can see, you can't see anything because it seems that you have a blindfold over your eyes.
What the?
And as you go to talk, you're like, your mouth kind of bites at something. You can feel that there's something hard in your mouth that is keeping you from opening your mouth.
They muzzled me? They fucking muzzled me!
Wait a minute. He has a blindfold on.
Oh, yeah, my little baby spider
eyes. Perfect. They didn't know about the little spider eyes.
No one ever does.
So, your baby spider eyes open below the blindfold.
It's like right below the lip of it, two smaller eyes open up.
You are tied up, and there is this, like, weird, like, piece of artifice in your mouth. You look down, you see, like, a mechanical tongue hanging out of your mouth.
What the fuck?
They've put some kind of strange device on your mouth so you can't use any spells that require verbal components. Your hands are bound, and you see that you're in the back of a cart. You look over, Glebnor's in a bottle, and Theo is just coming to, but he's totally tied up. You guys have been completely disarmed.
Even me?
Yeah, actually, I think what... You look, and you can see that Glebnor, they, like, strained Glebnor.
So there's a colander with all my shit in it.
There's a colander in the back of the cart, and it's full of a bunch of random bullshit that was
what
inside.
What about the kitten?
No sign of the kitten just yet. You don't see the kitten back here. And as you go to yell, it, like, echoes around inside your little jug. And Theo... can you make a perception check for me at where you are in the back of the cart?
Nat 20.
Fuck, man.
He's driving.
What are you doing here? I want to give you tertiary details so you felt an air of mystery.
Oh, well.
Here we go. Okay. Those eyes see in every kind of dark. As you start to come to, you look across at your friends who are also in a little bit of trouble. And I think the first thing you notice is that... Reggie is in his robotic form, and he almost looks like his arms and legs folded in with his head as well. He almost looks like, you know, in Ratchet and Clank, where he's like on your back as a backpack.
Yep.
He kind of looks like he's collapsed into that mode. He's not moving, completely motionless in the back. They've put like a little, like, see-through dome on top of him,
just so, like when we found him.
Yeah, kind of like if you were like to find a bug and you put like a cup over it. They've kind of done that. It's like a heavy bowl on top of this little Dreadforge here.
Question. I still have my musket arm.
Can't disarm that.
Interesting. How would that have looked? I think maybe you see...
If I got knocked out, would it have gone to gun mode?
Maybe, yeah. You know what? That makes sense, actually. Maybe that, since you've gone unconscious, you look and you can see like the like tentacle suction cut marks on your arm. And you look and like leaning next to Glebnor's colander full of bullshit, you see your weapon is rested up on top of it.
No!
Tentacle just kind of flopping lazily in the back.
Come back, baby! My gun!
Baby, come back!
With your Nat 20, Theo, you also see a couple things in the back of the carriage with you. It's rocking a lot on the roads, and the tarp that is over the back of this cart has come a little bit loose with your Nat 20, so you can kind of see through a small crease in the fabric. The Nat 20 also noticed a couple Myconid men back here guarding you guys. They're these little mushroom dudes. They see you guys are stirring awake, and they kind of nudge each other, and they're all just like really keeping tight eyes on you. The Nat 20, you look out through that little slit in the fabric of this tarp, and you can see that you're rolling through a city now. Make a history check, I think. We'll call it history.
7.
What the fuck is a city?
I'm thinking why they blindfolded me. And the only thing I come to is because I don't have eyelids, they just got disturbed, so they covered up my eye.
I think it was a little bit of that, and also for like a spellcaster, there's lots of spells where like if you can't see something, you can't cast it.
Okay.
Since they obviously saw you had like a staff and were some kind of magic man, they took away your ability to cast spells on them. But Theo, you looked at that crack, and the architecture here is strange. For those at home, it is like almost this gothic Victorian style inside this city. With your very low history check, you have no idea where the hell you are. But peeking out through the rumbling cart, you definitely see there's lots of tall, strange houses built in this city. Everything seems to be either painted black or purple.
Okay.
In Nat 20, you can also see that the streets are patrolled by massive driders. These have the torso and upper half of a drow man and the bottom half of a large spider. They're all carrying lanterns and kind of going through the city streets. And give me an insight check real quick, actually.
Question.
Yeah.
That's a 20 insight. Are both my arms and feet tied or just my arms?
I think just your arms.
Does he have a boot knife like fucking Roadhouse?
Boot gun.
With that 20 perception, how can I see where the closest sharp object is that would be able to cut the ropes from my hands?
Sure. Oh, yeah, Nat 20? I think I got to give you that, right? Okay. I think with the Dirty 20 insight, I think one thing you just notice is that as the light from this lantern goes by, they're this, like, traveling cart, the Myconids look nervous. and they kind of huddle down so that they're not seen by this drider as it passes by them. It seems that, like, you're being taken into this drow city, but the people bringing you there are just as afraid of these monstrosities on the road as you probably are. And you start panicking a little bit. Like, you've got to get the hell out of here. You look around. I think the closest sharp object you see is that Glebnor's axe is at the top of the colander, still with a sharp gleaming end on it.
And how far would it be?
I think it's probably about, we'll call this, like, say, like, 10 feet away. It's like you're in the back of a wagon, essentially, kind of rocking through town.
And are there any Myconids in between me and that?
There's just one. There's one sitting on this, like, sort of like half bench in the back of the cart. And there's two more, and they're talking to each other, and they look more, they're like looking out the flaps on their side of the cart, trying to see if they can kind of get eyes on anything.
All right. And my hands are behind my back or in front of me?
Behind your back.
Okay. I'm going to put my hands on my back, like flat, cast invisibility.
Sick. You disappear.
And then I'm going to try and basically get to that, the axe, with, like, as quietly as possible.
Cool. Make a stealth check with advantage because you're invisible. You obviously disappear in the middle of the card and all of the Myconid men go, they start, like, arguing with each other. What's your stealth check?
28.
Okay, yeah, you're totally gone. Now make a real quick acrobatics check as they run over to where you just were and start pawing around.
Add advantage or just normal?
I'll give you advantage because you're invisible. You haven't used an action yet.
Oh, 15 on both.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so I mean, these guys aren't, like, terribly smart or strong. These little Mike and rebels walk over where you just were as you, like roll over one of them, like underneath one of them as they're taking a step. So as the Myconid walks over, you just kind of time it and roll right under his foot and make it onto the other side. Give me a sleight of hand check. Teluga, you're watching this whole thing.
I'm laughing.
Actually, never mind. You're blindfolded. So you just hear sounds.
I got my spider eyes.
Your spider eyes. Yeah. So you're a little spider eyes. You're kind of this little beady eyes you're watching. If you want, you can look into the ethereal plane.
Yeah.
Sure. You look, and even though we just figured out that your ethereal plane thing doesn't work on invisibility, you do see that there's, like, traces of shadow left in the ether as he's gone invisible.
They're dumb.
That's an 18.
Yeah. You roll over, get your hands to the back of the axe, and start, like, fidgeting wildly trying to cut it, and eventually you hear the ropes snap.
Are my guns anywhere close?
You notice they did not leave the guns back here.
I'm going to pop the top off of...
Yeah, what you got?
My musket's there, though.
The musket is there. That's the only weapon back here that...
yeah, he knows about the curse.
But it is the closest gun.
I'm going to pop, like, slowly try and pop the top off of
the tarp?
Glebnor's...
Oh, his
bottle.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
And so... I'm assuming sleight of hand to try and do that quietly.
Yeah. Give me a sleight of hand check.
That's a nat 20.
Is this where we're supposed to play along, right?
The playing along was earlier letting me capture you. Okay. This is exactly where I thought we would get. As the Myconids are at the back of the cart and they're rustling around trying to find you, but they're also clearly trying to be quiet because they don't want any commotion to happen on this cart while they're getting through the city. They don't notice you, Theo. You've gone invisible, and there's a real gentle sound of cork being pulled up against the glass, and then finally a very satisfying noise as it pops off the top. Glebnor, what would you like to do? You're free. You have no weapons, but you're loose now of this glass constraint.
I would like to sneakily sluice under the colander.
Okay.
And then guys are up through it, gathering all my things and making a huge fucking ruckus.
Okay. Make a performance check.
Just clanging.
15.
Yeah, as these Mike and the guys are all looking around, they all turn around. Theo, you've come out of invisibility after you've kind of popped the top off of this thing. You kind of, give me a real quick, we'll call it like a deck saving throw, Theo, because like the pressure was like pretty insane on this little bottle.
9.
Yeah, as you pop the top off, the force of it knocks you down. You're like prone now on the back of the cart. Teluga, make a real quick deck saving throw for me now, because the cart starts rocking as Glebnor is freed.
Oh, that's 22.
Yeah, you almost fall over, but steady yourself with your feet. And then you look over as Glebnor erupts through the colander, collecting all of his items in one go.
Where is Teluga in position to the colander?
5 feet away.
Can I cut him loose as I'm with my dagger as I grab it?
Give me an attack roll. We'll call this a DC, or call it the AC of the rope is 10. You get to do 5 damage.
I got a nat 1. But that gives me an 11.
It's a nat 1.
Yeah, it's a nat 1. What?
Does he cut me?
I think with a nat 1, you're like, Father needs to see this. So you don't notice his little eyes are open. You blast up, and with your cool moment, you cut the blindfold free of Teluga.
Look at me, Daddy! I'm helping!
Okay. At this, I need you all to make stealth checks. As the tarp, like, kind of like bumps up kind of crazy. It hasn't flown off the back of the car yet.
19.
21.
17.
Okay. Whoever's driving the car does not know what's going on back there. But there are three little Mike and Ed men that are like running over to try to wrestle you guys back into your restraints. And
I mean,
it's just
I'm
like
still restrained.
It's like a cartoon back here. There's three of them. They're all going to dive for Glebnor and try to grapple you.
Oh, good luck. I'm amorphous.
Make three athletics checks for me. My Myconid rebels do their best to subdue you.
25 on the first one.
Can I say to Teluga,
I'm going to borrow your gun because mine aren't here.
24 on the second one.
Sounds good. I'll give it back.
So 25, a 24, and then a nat 20 for a 28.
Okay. I also got a nat 20, and in my head, I was like, I'll only cancel this out if he gets one. Because I'm with a nat 20, because I have zero strength, I'm just a 20. I got a nat 20, a 7, and a nat 1. So they all dive at you. One of the Myconid men, he looks like he's going to grab the base of you. He gets his arms all the way around, and you just sluice right up through him and kind of like umbrella on top of him.
Nice.
So he's just holding like a skinny, weird base as the bulk of your body is now canopied. Like the bulk, you've canopied into the little cart back here. So your back is just on top, like brushing against the tarp they threw over it. Yeah, they all failed their athletics checks. What would you guys like to do?
I want to get him, like, get the restraints
give
off of him before I go for his gun.
Give me a tinkerer's tools
the
check.
Nat 1 guy.
Yeah.
Can I boot him out of the back of the wagon?
Give me an athletics check.
Tinkerer's tools is 20, double the proficiency since I'm proficient with it.
Yep.
18.
Okay.
19.
Okay, perfect. So, like, a Myconid man zooms by you, Theo, and flies out the back of the cart. As you, like, dodge that real quick, you, like, go over to, like, the pile of stuff, and you can see that you don't have your thieves' tools on you, but you look in Glebnor, and he has his. So you put your hand in the thieves' tools, or pull them out, and then you go to work on the insane contraption around Teluga's mouth. Mm-hmm. With a 19, you jam a rod of your thieves' tool kit into the back of this thing, twist, and the tongue falls off and the device falls out of your mouth.
Oh, don't touch the gun.
What? I need a gun.
Don't touch that gun.
I need a gun.
Don't touch that gun. You better beat me to it then. No, you son of a bitch. I'm still bound.
Teluga, give me like a acrobatic check, if you wouldn't mind.
It's 22.
Somebody want the curse.
Well, no, I just need a gun.
You see, Theo's so desperate for a gun, he starts running to the back of the carriage to get a gun. And you see Teluga, he gets his legs up under him, does a flip over you somehow. He's like in between you and Glebnor, as Glebnor's kind of floating on top of the car.
Don't touch that gun!
You land in front, and even with your hands restrained, you grab the gun. You feel a tentacle wrap back around your arm and once again attuned to you.
I don't have a weapon, you idiot! You have fists that work.
Listen, man, you don't want this.
Can you all give me a performance check at this point?
Why performance? 13.
12.
5.
Okay. The cart comes to a stop, and you see someone pulls the tarp off, At this moment, Glebnor looks crazy. He looks like an octopus of goo. He has all of his weapons out. Teluga is bound, but he's holding a musket like a maniac. Theo, you're all disheveled, just trying to find a weapon. You turn around, and you're in the courtyard of this small building, and you are staring down like 20 drow.
I could take them.
Like, you know, half a dozen little Mike and Ed men.
Reggie, figure out what they're saying.
Reggie's still unconscious in his little dome. He somehow was ignored this entire time.
Well, no, I just
haven't. Unconscious.
He looks unconscious, so I didn't think there was a need to get him right away.
And you can see that you're staring at, like, the courtyard is basically full of these strange rebels. They're all wearing tabard with a pair of scissors cutting string on it. You can see that the leader that you saw earlier steps forward. She pulls down her bandana. Again, another beautiful drow woman, long white hair. She starts speaking to you in undercommon for a moment, realizes there's no recognition.
What?
Starts speaking in elvish for a minute.
What?
No recognition.
You speak minotaur?
She looks down and talks to one of the Myconid men. He nods. He walks forward, looks at all of you, and then sneezes mad hard.
Gross!
A burst of spores spray into all of you.
I punch him in the face.
I punch him in the face, too. That's how you spread disease.
And then as he's, like, talking in this weird micated language, you start to understand him. My bad, guys. They're babble spores. They're make sure that you can understand us.
Why did you sneeze?
You got to, like, warn us.
I had to get all of you at once.
Sneezing is not the way to... Dude, you gotta find a better way.
Well, I guess if you're
gonna
spread something, sneezing's it.
It's the way to do it! And then you can see this woman in the back is like, enough! Stop!
Why couldn't you just write it? I can read anything! Just write what you want!
We did not know that. Welcome.
You didn't ask!
Where's my guns?
You have a lot of explaining to do. Who are you?
No, I'm sorry, we don't have explaining to do. You kidnapped us!
That's true.
You have explaining to do.
This is where you monologue to us.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to give me a very firm answer.
Not until you tell me where my guns are.
What's a firm answer?
They all, like, draw weapons and all point at you.
Are you working with Krizik?
No, I fucking hate Krizik.
We've killed so many.
I want to kill Krizik.
Do you know who we are?
Who are you?
Bleebly!
This is Bleebly!
Did you not even look at the pamphlets that you took from him?
You had a whole pile of them. You didn't peruse one of them.
Bleebly, you know, bringer of the wet, slayer of the dry, breaker
of the feuds.
She looks at you so confused for a moment. And then she looks back and a tiefling in the crowd kind of raises his hand. He also has some of that, like, strange mushroom growth on him. He steps forward and is like, I think that's the rebel. And they all...
We're trying a crusade over here.
I'm running a crusade and you're really cutting into it.
They all look at you like in complete shock for a moment. She steps forward and looks at you for a moment. Kind of takes in your features. Give me like a raw wisdom check, if you wouldn't mind, Theo.
Is he giving him the smolder?
16.
A while ago, a tiefling came through here. He played insane songs, but he spoke of a rebel in the south.
Oh, Cosmo?
Our man Cosmo made it through here?
She looks over the tiefling. The tiefling nods. And you notice at this point that as the tiefling steps forward through the crowd, what was the name of your stupid band?
Cosmo Kilroy.
Cosmo Kilroy and the Kuatoa.
The
Kuatoa Experience. He's wearing the shirt.
Ah, so you got the merch.
He's got the Kuatoa.
Wait, did you get hit with the brown wave?
No, I got it right here. I reached for where's my kazoo?
There's like a lot of confusion. And you can see like all the rebels are now like talking to each other. They're all kind of like confused. But she steps forward and is like, if you are truly the rebel, then we need your help.
Great, where are my guns?
Get in line.
Where's my kazoo?
Jeez.
We will answer all of these questions next time on Dicey Situations. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, And word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.